You were born to win. In my mind, there's absolutely no doubt about it.
If you were given the cheat code to being successful in every aspect of your life, would you take it?
You were designed for accomplishment. You're engineered for success. You're endowed with the seeds of greatness. Get involved in yourself. Take that attitude of gratitude. Take that positive attitude. Continue to educate yourself and grow all the time.
There is one person in the world with that cheat code, a man who had faced numerous challenges in life, a man who came from poverty and rose to super salesman stardom with only hope and positivity leading the way. That man was Zig Ziglar.
Around the turn of the century, down in South Texas, just outside of Beaumont, there was a farmer selling much of his land. He was having to sell it simply because times were so tough, he couldn't feed his family. One day an oil company representative came along and said, "Sir, you know, we think there might be oil on your property. Let us drill for it, and if we discover any, we'll pay you royalties on every barrel that we pump out." Well, he had nothing to lose, a great deal to gain, so he said, "Let's do it." Well, they drilled for the oil, and in those days, the derricks were made out of wood. And when they had a gusher, the gusher literally destroyed the derrick. And the greater the destruction, the greater the excitement, because that meant an abundance of oil underneath. When this oil well came in, it literally obliterated the derrick. And before they could cap it, over 100,000 barrels of oil had flowed out. It was the world's introduction to Spindletop, the most productive oil well in history. Three oil companies came out of that field. The man became an instant millionaire. Or did he? The reality is he'd been a multimillionaire ever since he had acquired the property. But until they drilled for the oil, discovered it, brought it to the surface, and took it to the marketplace, it really had no value. I found a lot of people pretty much that way. They've got an awful lot underneath the surface, but until they bring it out and take it to the marketplace, they will never realize even a minute fraction of the benefits that they could bring themselves, their families, their friends, their community, and everyone else.
An American salesman and author turned motivational speaker, Zig believed in the importance of having confidence in yourself to make all your goals come true. He believed in himself, his skills, and his ability to change people's outlook on how growth can help you not only become a better salesman, but also a better person overall. Here are some of his best tips to becoming successful in business and in life.
We should get excited about difficulties in our life because that develops character. Character develops persistence. Persistence develops performance. And you start putting all of those things together. It's the result of the difficulties that we face. When you're coasting along and everything is going rosy, just wonderfully well, you know, man, I got it all going. Well, that's a lot of times when we begin to fall. But when we're able, and a friend of mine is writing a book titled, "You Can't Climb a Smooth Mountain." In other words, you got to have a place to dig that foot in and another foot in, and then you move forward. And so the problem, we need to look at it, and we need to understand, you don't drown by falling in water. You only drown if you stay there. You don't fail by getting knocked down. You only fail if you stay down.
As Zig puts it, the only reason that people fail is because after being knocked down and tested and trialed, we stay down. If you have the power to get back up, you have the power to succeed.
Now you can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. I want to emphasize that because that is an extraordinarily important part of what we go through. Now, I want to also tie to that the fact that life is a long series of choices. And if we make enough of the right choices, we will end up with the right results. For example, for 24 years of my adult life, by choice, I weighed well over 200 pounds. Now, the reason I say by choice is simply because I have never accidentally eaten anything. I mean, it's always been by choice. And if I choose to eat too much today, then I have chosen to weigh too much tomorrow. If I choose to get drunk tonight, then I have chosen to feel miserable tomorrow. Every choice has an end result. Now you see, we can choose what we put in our mind. And when we choose the right thing to put in our mind, we have chosen the right thinking. We then have chosen the right actions, and the right action produces winners, ladies and gentlemen.
The power of choice is more important than one may think. What have you chosen today that will set you forward? What have you chosen today that will set you backwards? Zig explains the importance of understanding that every choice you make, no matter how small, can help make or break your future.
You got to put something in before you can get anything out. So many times, you know, the employee goes to the employer and says, give me a raise, then I'll start coming to work on time. Or so many times, they will come to him and say, make me the boss. Now, I know I haven't been here very long, don't really deserve to be the boss, but I just function better when I am in charge of things. You reward me now, and then I promise you, I'll learn what this business is all about later on. Reward me now, and I'll produce later. It doesn't work that way. Can't you just see a youngster in school saying, teacher, if I take a failing grade home, my parents are going to skin me alive. Pass me on this quarter, and next time, I'll study more than anybody else. Reward me now, I'll produce later. It doesn't work that way. Can't you just see an old farmer standing out in the fields in October and saying, Lord, I know I didn't plant a thing this year, but if you give me a big crop this year, I'll plant more than anybody next year. It ain't that way, folks.
Putting the work in is something that is said often, but it stays true. Zig gives the example of having to put the work in before getting the reward of your hard work. If the world worked the opposite way, it may be easier, but it wouldn't be earned. Earn your reward and work hard to get it.
We need to always maintain the home court advantage. And what am I talking about, the home court advantage? Well, in athletics, they talk about it all the time. They play all year before the playoffs. We want the home court advantage. Well, in marriage, home court advantage is, you know, what happens at home. What happens at home impacts what happens on the job. What happens on the job impacts what happens at home. That's where that balance comes in. When I'm at home, I really am at home. But when I'm on the job, I really am on the job. Because of the integrity, I don't have to worry about what I said or did yesterday. I can concentrate what I've got to do and want to do today.
What happens at home doesn't always stay at home. Zig mentions here the importance of making sure you have a solid work-life balance. Once you are off from work, stay off from work. Once you are on the job, focus on the job. By being able to do this, you will create a happier and more fulfilling balance between work and home.
The level of your commitment is the critical issue, and it depends also on how badly you want to achieve those. The first 2.5 years I was in sales, I struggled desperately, and I do mean desperately. I remember some very difficult times where they disconnected my telephone, cut off my lights, had to turn a car back in, I couldn't pay for it. I was a wandering generality among other things. In one 5-year stretch, I was in 17 different deals. And that's all there were deals. But what happened was, I went to a meeting at the end of 2.5 years, and a man named P.C. Merrill was there. When it was over, and he had, for whatever reason, zeroed in on me, he told me he wanted to talk to me. And so he said, you know, I've watched you for 2.5 years, and I've never seen such a waste. That'll get your attention. And I said, what do you mean, Mr. Merrill? He said, I believe you could be the national champion. I believe you could go all the way to the top, become an executive in this company if you just believed in yourself and went to work on a regular schedule. Well, I was raised with a lot of love, but nobody had ever said things like, you can be a great one, you can be a national champion. But because of his integrity and because of his success, he had written the training program and set all of the records, I believed him. When I left that meeting, that little car, I was driving a Crosley automobile without a heater, and it was cold. I started not to go to the meeting. But on the way home, that little car never touched the pavement. I mean, it was just some. Had a demonstration that night. There were 3 couples there. They never had a chance. I mean, they were no longer talking with a little guy from a little town. They were talking to the new national champion. I didn't quite make it, but I did finish second out of 7,000 salespeople. The year before, I had not been in the top 5,000. Now, my commitment was I wanted so badly to be successful. The commitment I made was, Mr. Merrill had said, go to work on a regular schedule and believe in yourself. At exactly 9 o'clock every morning, without fail, rain or shine, cold or hot, I was knocking on somebody's door. Now, the interesting thing is, the redhead would ask me, you know, well, where are you going? I said, well, I got an appointment. I never told her the appointment was with myself to be knocking on that door. Now, that year, finishing second and receiving the best promotion the company had to offer, not one time did I ever finish in the top 20. Not one single month, not one single week, top 20. But at the end of the year, I was number two because there were no blanks. I sold every single week. That discipline, following the commitment. Now, to be honest, one of the things that was involved, if we had reached a certain sales level by Friday night, I didn't work on Saturday. So the redhead kept pretty careful check on just how the sales were going this week because she wanted to be taken out to dinner on Saturday night, and we always did that.
Make the commitment to your goals, and you will see your life change dramatically. Zig realized he didn't just want to be another salesman. He wanted to be the salesman. By sticking to his commitment and goals of being better than he was, his entire life was changed.
That's an attitude you can acquire right there in your automobile. You can get new knowledge, new information, and new inspiration to keep on going.
Creating a successful life doesn't only mean meeting your business goals, but also creating a perfectly good life and work balance. Zig Ziglar provided some incredible insight in this video, but in the end, it is up to you to make the change. What was your favorite part of the video? Let us know in the comments below and make sure to hit like and subscribe to keep up with our latest videos.